Let's celebrate the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Light of the World, the one who is and who will reign forever. His kingdom tarries forever. He rules in the affairs of men. He is the Light of the World. Let's welcome the King. Welcome the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Let's make a holy noise for the one who is and will forever be. Indeed, he arose, he arose, he arose, he has risen. Hallelujah! Let's give him a clap offering this morning. Celebrate him with a clap offering. As you jam those hands, they will never be empty. Those hands will never be withered. Those hands will be richly blessed. Those hands will bring forth fruit of life. Those hands will be exalted. Those hands will be magnified. Those hands will be glorious. Celebrate him with a clap offering. What a wonderful God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Breathe upon this congregation. Breathe upon your word, O Lord. And breathe upon the handler of your word. Make this tongue the tongue of a ready writer. Illume every heart here present. Let every heart be subjected and submissive to your word. Bring every heart to fulfillment of your presence. Let the word come out with power, with passion, with precision, that your name alone will be glorified. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the living say, a living amen. And the regenerated say, regenerated amen. I want you to look at the person beside you and say to him, welcome to this glorious morning. Amen. You may be seated. What a beautiful day. What an awesome period in the presence of the Lord. What a time of celebration. What joy to witness this glorious day. It is indeed the day that the Lord has made, and in it we will rejoice and be glad. This is indeed a glorious day, the greatest day in Christendom, a day never like before. And so to him alone be all the glory, majesty, dominion, power, and authority, because he reigns forevermore. I feel so delighted this morning to be among you, and of course to be among the living. We give praise to God Almighty, who has preserved us to see the very last Sunday in the month of March and the very last day in the month of March. And I think that is a good point to give him a clap offering. The last day, and of course, the day of the resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the Easter Sunday. My prayer is that the good Lord will continue to bless each and every one of us, and we will celebrate many, 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 many Easter in the land of the living. No evil will truncate our lives. Nothing will cut our lives short. And God will continue to keep us standing in Jesus' name. I want to acknowledge the presence of His Grace, the Most Reverend Dr. and Mama Uchejob, who is worshiping with us on this Easter Sunday. And I pray that The grace of God will continue to abide with you and your household in Jesus' name. To all the ministers in the chancel, using the cathedral administrator as point of contact, happy Easter to you all. May the good Lord bless you all in Jesus' name. May your ministry continue to work strong and strong in Jesus' name. To the stewards, thank you for a job well done. The choir of excellence, God bless you. The praise team, the Lord is with you. To the entire congregation, you are all gloriously welcome in Jesus' name. The theme of this message is titled, The Power of His Resurrection. The Power of His Resurrection. Luke 24, 1 to 6. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared, but they found the stone rolled away. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their face to the earth, they said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is what? Risen. He is not here, but he is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are three major words that I want us to take note in that verse of the Bible. Number one, the stone was rolled away. Number two, the shining garments of these men that represents the church triumphant, and the word, He is not here, He is risen. He is not here, He is risen. But before I go further, I want us to sing the first stanza of the hymn 211 again. Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord, up from the grave. He did what? He arose. The first stanza. We'll take it sitting. Kings, and therefore he arose. The first word I want us to take note in that passage of the Bible is that the stone was rolled away. That is an indication that victory has been won. That is an indication that death can no longer keep him in the grave. That is an indication that he has prevailed over death. And every stone challenging the grace of God in your life this day, that stone will be rolled away. The stone of disappointment will be rolled away. The stone of rejection will be rolled away. The stone of sickness will be rolled away. The stone of stagnation will be rolled away. I thought you would say thunderous amen. Every stone challenging your colorful destiny by reason of the resurrected Jesus. Oh, those stones will be rolled away. In the mighty name of Jesus. By the power of the resurrection, the stone was rolled away. Evidence to prove that he has taken off a new nature. A new nature. The angels ask, the men ask, why do you seek for the living among the dead? And the Bible says that these men were wearing a shining garment as an evidence of a relationship with the church triumphant. And they said, he is not here. He has what? He has risen. He's not here. This place is no longer, this place does not have the capacity of keeping him here, because he himself has won the victory over death. Dearly beloved, the resurrection story is the center of the gospel. We have nothing to pride ourselves over as Christians if Jesus had not risen from the grave. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 13 says, but if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and our faith is empty. What gives efficacy, what gives credence to our faith is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What gives effect to our faith is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, is the center of the gospel. It is the center, the main focus, the core of the gospel. The resurrection of Jesus is the power and the strength of the gospel. The resurrection of Christ gives effect to our preaching. In fact, the resurrection of Christ is the strength of our faith. Without his resurrection, our faith is meaningless. The foundation of our faith is built on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It gives credence. It gives relevance. It is the hallmark. It is the crescendo, the pinnacle, the apex, the zenith of our Christian faith. Today, every shenanigans of the devil is destroyed. Every deception of the devil is destroyed. Because the King of Kings has risen. The Lord of Lords has risen. The God that has won victory over death has risen. His death and resurrection give us hope for eternal life. It gives us the hope for eternal life. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 20 says, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. He, by the victory of Christ on over death, he gives us assurance that death is not the end of our mission here. Death is not the end of our mission. There is hope for eternal life. There is hope for eternal life. There is hope for eternal life. By the resurrection, he has put all things under his feet. Amen? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Everything has been put under his feet. 1 Corinthians 15:27 says, "For he has put all things under his feet, and he has become the head of principalities and powers." Therefore, at the mention of the name of Jesus, sickness must bow. At the mention of the name of Jesus, your challenges must bow. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every spell must bow. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every forces must bow. Witches must bow. Principalities must bow. Every demonic conspiracy over your life must bow. If I am in your position, I will say a thunderous amen. The resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us the hope for eternal life. The resurrection of Jesus Christ has broken the Adamic nature. Death has no power over you. You are no longer dust, but you now carry a glorious body. And this is affirmed in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 23. It says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall live." Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." It says, "The thief come to steal and to destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." By the resurrection of Jesus, he put an end to every rules and authority. Every rules, every authority, every forces, every conspiracy is subject to him, because he is the King of Kings. 1 Corinthians 15:24 says, "Then come to the end when he delivered the kingdom to God, his Father. He puts an end to all rules." Today, he delivered the kingdom. He handed over the kingdom to the Father. And by handing over the kingdom, he puts an end to every second-class rule. Every rule is subject to him. Every authority is subject to him. Every power is subject to him. Amen. Amen. I want you to say to the person beside you that the God I serve is a living God. Look at that person eyeball to eyeball and say to him, "The God I serve is a living God." Some of you are not sure. Some of you are not sure. Because you are not sure, you are not even saying anything. Say it again and again. "The God that I serve is a living God." Amen. Are you sure your God is a living God? Are you sure you serve the King of Kings? Are you sure you serve the risen Jesus? Are you sure you serve the head of all principalities and powers? Are you sure you are serving the one who has put all things under his feet? Are you sure you serve the one who has the final authority in every situation? It says he has put all things, even his enemies, under his feet. And he reigns forevermore. Sickness can no longer prevail over you. Spell can no longer prevail over you. Demonic forces can no longer prevail over you. He is the King, and no one, death can no longer torment you. Verse 25 says, "For he must reign till he has put all enemies." Hello? Hello? "For he must reign till he has done what?" How many? How many? Enemies of sickness. Enemies of poverty. Enemies of rejection. Enemies of failure. Enemies of delay in marriage. That is why I know everyone here waiting for the Lord for one miracle. Your day of miracle has come. 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 If you believe that, shout a thunderous hallelujah. Do you know that by the resurrection of Jesus, we are prompted into a life of righteousness? We are prompted. You have been elected and chosen to declare the glory of God. Indeed, you are set apart for righteousness, holiness, and to make impact in your generation and against you. What did Christ achieve for us in the grave? Number one, he went into the grave to break the pangs of death. He went into the grave to break the power of hate. The power of hate. He went into the grave to illumine our generation, the generation of mankind, by rising with a glorious body. He rose from mortality to immortality. His body was sown in corruption. It was raised in incorruption. His body was sown with dishonor. It was raised in glory. It was sown in weakness. It was raised in power. It was sown in natural body. It was raised in spiritual body. Indeed, he is seated in the throne with the Heavenly Father at the right hand of God, as contained in Hebrews 10:12. He has become our advocate. He is seated at the right hand of God, pleading for us. He is seated in our heart through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. By the reason of Jesus Christ, we are eternally secured in his hands. By the reason of Jesus Christ, we are kept in the hollows of his hands, and we can walk triumphantly and say, shame to the devil. Shame to the devil. Shame to the devil. Shame to the devil. Shame to witches and wizards. Shame to principalities. Shame to sickness. Because Jesus has triumphantly won the victory. And today, say to the person beside you, my story is different. There is power in the word. As you say it, it will manifest. As you say it, you will see it. Say it again and again. My story is different. Amen. Your story is different. In the name of Jesus. Because Christ has risen this day. And he has won the battle over death, over sickness, over principalities, over demonic forces, over witches and wizards. Therefore, as from today, you will rise from sickness into health. You will rise from rejection to acceptance. You will rise from lack to abundance. You will rise from lamentation to laughter. You will rise from marital failure to marital destiny. You will rise from stagnation to promotion. You will rise from poverty to wealth. You will rise from hatred to love. You will rise from crisis to peace. You will rise from spell to blessing. You will rise from sorrow to success. You will rise from groaning to joy. Your story will change to glory. 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 Your story will change to glory.
Right there, your story will change to glory. Right there, your story will change to glory. Right there, your story will change to glory. Right there, your story will change to glory. Right there, your story will change to glory. Your story will change to glory. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.